What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
I haven't heard this song in a while. You like this one, you?
Nah.
Okay.
What?
I like Beyonce, though.
Well, clearly not.
I mean, it's a good song, no?
I mean, I don't like this song.
Okay. All right. My guess is our next guest does. Well,
we're single now.
Yeah.
As Eagles fans.
Oh, you're trying to be funny?
Yeah, we got a corner opening.
Gotcha.
Single at that
up.
Spot. Yeah.
Going to the club and looking for our next OC.
Yeah, that's where you find.
Oh, got
that's.
You. Oh, okay, I mean,
Cliff
you.
Kingsbury actually might be there. He strikes me as the kind of guy that might go to a club.
Get Conklin to remix the song.
It'd be great.
As Nick Sirianni.
Yep. All right, let's go to our guest line here. Elliott Shore Parks, of course, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and Cozy. Elliott, how are you doing today?
What up? How are you guys doing today?
Hey, wow. What's up, man?
We're good. I mean, we got a lot to unpack, Elliott. We got a coordinator search that is underway now for the Philadelphia Eagles. All right. Elliott, I got a lot of questions. I think as soon as these things happen, my mind starts to race on all these questions I have in my head. So I'm going to start firing some of these at you, and I'm very interested in your perspective. So the one we started our show with today is, Elliott, the priority here as the Eagles look to their search for their next coordinator, is it just the best offensive mind that they bring in and interview? Or is it the best fit with Jalen Hurts and to maximize him specifically?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely the best fit for Jalen. And that's why I think Jalen should have the biggest voice in who the new offensive coordinator is. Now, everyone has different opinions on Jalen, right? And I do think this past season, the struggles on the offense were the players, right? The offensive line didn't play well enough. Jalen's accuracy took a step back. I think the for all the talk of the route tree and all that, like, they run what they ran because of Jalen, right? The offense looked the way they wanted to because of Jalen. But here's the thing. Jalen is the quarterback. Jalen is the franchise quarterback. They will be as good of an offense and as good of a team as Jalen is a quarterback. So we can decide, like, do we think Jalen can do it? Can he not? Do they believe him? Do they not? I know a lot of reporting out of that building had the finger pointed at Jalen. It is not productive to do anything other than what is best for Jalen. So I think when making this decision, they have got to do what is absolutely best for Jalen and not try to, like, change him as a player, not try to see if he can do this. Like, the 2026 season isn't a science experiment. It should be an attempt to win the Super Bowl. And the best chance to win the Super Bowl is to get the best quarterback you can. And by doing that, that's where I think he should pick the coordinator.
So I got other questions. So I don't want to go too far back and forth on this. But I do with that. So I understand your perspective. Kyle had a similar one. It does suppose, though, it does assume that Jalen is the long-term quarterback. I mean, Elliott, correct me if I'm wrong. As of this moment, he has 1 year of guaranteed money left on his deal. So, like, are we sure he's the quarterback around here 3 years from now? Because that, to me, is the underlying of all of this. If they're sure, then I'm with you. But I'm not sure. So that's why I just want the best mind.
Yeah, so I would just say quickly, like, we can have our opinions on if Jalen should be the long-term guy. I do think he has made a strong argument for it. Obviously, his resume is good. But if they're not sure about him, then they should just trade him now, right? Like, if they're not sure, if they think he limits the offense, if they think, like, he won't run the ball, right, then just trade him. But if you're going to move on with him as the quarterback, it can't be a, this is what we want to do, but this is what he wants to do. We, like, you know, it can't be a back and forth. Like, it has to be full support of him. So, yeah, do I think they think he's the long-term quarterback? Well, if he starts week one, he better be.
All right, go ahead, Q.
My question would be this, though, Elliott. We've seen Jalen's way, and it didn't work this year. So my question would be, why does Jalen get a say in the offensive coordinator when it was obvious that, you know, he picked Brian Johnson and that didn't work, and we're trying to move forward and get that? So why should he get a say in who he should hire?
Because he's the quarterback. So I agree with – yeah, I just think – so I agree. I think me and you, who are actually on a lot of the same page with Jalen, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that if he's going to be the guy, then you have to do what's best for him, right? So I agree. I think the offense looks the way it looks because that's what they think Jalen is best at, right? I think the offense looks the way it looks because Jalen also has a ton of input in what it looks like. So, like, ultimately, do I think if you pick an offensive coordinator, it'll look much different with Jalen next year? No, I expect things to look mostly the same, frankly, no matter who they hire, because I think ultimately we've seen them hire a bunch of different coordinators. It all looks the same when they're in here. I'm just saying that while I get your point, like, they're going to be as successful as Jalen is, and so you have to do everything as an organization that you can to support him.
Okay, second question I wrote down as soon as I saw Petula was gone. Do they want someone that will stick around? Elliot, this has been a roller coaster, and some of it has been because they've been so good, right? Like, obviously, Shane Steichen got a head coaching job. Kellen Moore got a head coaching job. It's also not worked out because guys have not been good, and they moved on Brian Johnson and Petula. But the idea when you hire someone is it's going to work, right? So let's play this out. It works. We're talking about a trip to the Super Bowl next year, and that person, whoever it is, the offense coordinator is probably up for head coaching job. So there is a way to kind of maneuver this, Elliot, where you hire someone who is qualified but probably not a future head coach. I'll just throw two names out there. Frank Reich, who's qualified but probably never going to be a head coach again. And Todd Monken is 59 years old. I mentioned him, a lot of success with Lamar Jackson, but it doesn't kind of fit the bill of head coaches in the NFL because he's going to move into his 60s and has never done it before. Do you think it matters to them to try to find someone that will stick around?
So I don't think it should. I think you have to just hire the best guy because ultimately, like, there are jobs on the line next year, right? Like, what if they pick a coordinator, the offense looks exactly the same, they don't win a playoff game. Like, are we sure Sirianni and Jalen are back? Are we sure a lot of these guys are back?
No, I'm
right?
not sure, so, yeah.
Right. So I think they need to pick whoever will make them the best team next year for with Jalen. And then after that, you figure it out. But I would also say this, right? Like, I remember when they hired Kellen Moore, there was a lot of discussion of, well, what if he's awesome? And then, you know, he gets a head coaching job. Like, what do? Do you stick with Kellen or do you stick with Nick? And I thought at the time that was a pretty crazy question, right? Like, Nick had taken them to a Super Bowl. I think Nick is a great head coach. I do think he sets a great culture down there. He obviously has a resume that speaks to him being a great coach. But let's say they do get Stefanski to come in here. Mm-hmm. Or let's say they do get Mike McDaniel to come in here. And the offense actually does look much different. And the passing game actually is way better. And Jalen does look like a much better quarterback. Would you let that guy walk out the building next year?
I would not.
I don't know what the decision is there, right? So I actually feel bad for Nick in this situation. Because for his entire career, he's had to push back on the idea of, like, what does he do, right? Well, they only win because of the offense. They only win because Vic Fangio is a defensive coordinator. They only win because of the running game, right? Like, he's right back in that seat now. And I don't think that's fair because I do think he is a great head coach. But if they hire, like, a proven guy who I do think they will hire, I don't think you'll see a first-time play caller. Or even if it is, if the offense looks way better next year, we know Nick's not going to get any credit for that. And I think they're going to put themselves in a tough situation the following offseason. So I think there's potential for real trouble here in how this goes.
All right. I am with you on this. And I think we could be heading for a moment next year, if it works, where we're having that discussion. Like, we can't let this guy go. And sorry, Nick. And I think around the NFL, Elliot, I think we're close to this happening. I mean, in retrospect now, the Ravens defense 3 years ago was awesome. That was because of Mike McDonald. I mean, in retrospect, they probably should have kept him and moved off of Harbaugh, even though it seemed crazy, right? Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell. I mean, if the Lions could go back now, I think they'd want to keep Ben Johnson. So, I mean, I think your point is going to be a fair one maybe a year from now. All right, let's go to this one. Now, you kind of touched on it, but I'm looking at, so you put a list out yesterday. You had 11 names on there, and I think it's interesting and a good list. Elliot, a couple names on there. Nate Shielhouse, I brought him up, Rams guy, right? And he interviewed here a few years ago, and it seems like he's got all those things that look like the next offensive mind in the NFL with Sean McVay. Davis Webb, Broncos quarterback coach. Those guys haven't called plays. Do they need a guy that's called plays? Because obviously the last two times with this not worked, Brian Johnson, Petullo, they hadn't called plays before. Do you think they need to hire an experienced play caller?
Yeah, I think they do. And I mean, those guys you just talked about, like, I would advise them not to take the job. Like, I don't know why a first-year coordinator would take this job when the last two first-year coordinators have been fired after 1 year, right? So I think when you're a first-year, when you are a coordinator that has pool, right? Like, a lot of teams want you. You can wait for your right choice. I don't know why you would pick a team that has fired the last two first-year coordinators, right? So I think there's that to consider in terms of who they're going to be able to get this job. But in terms of a play caller, like, yeah, you absolutely have to pick somebody that has called plays. The last two times they had a first-time play caller, clearly they feel it didn't work, right? Like, we can have our opinion on whether or not they should do it. The last two times they have done it, they fired the person the first year after. So I think to fire Petullo and then go and hire another, like, first-year guy that hasn't called plays would probably be counterproductive. Like, I do think you have to go with a proven guy.
Elliot, do you – and Elliot Truparks with us here as we're unpacking all the questions now for the Eagles as they go through the coordinator search with Petullo gone. I guess it's two-part – it's the same question. I'll just ask it kind of both ways. Elliot, do you think Nick Sirianni's earned the right to pick the coordinator, and or has he lost the right now to pick the coordinator?
It's a great question. Mm. I do think he has earned the right to pick his coordinator. If you look at just what he's accomplished in his resume. But I also think, like, in that building, I don't know, do you get the sense that they believe in Nick's style of offense? Like, they wouldn't have fired Petullo if that was the case.
Right.
Like, I think the whole point here is to get something new and different. And you've already seen some reporting about that, how they want to take a big swing and they want to kind of break from the norm. So I think Nick has clearly, like, earned the right to do it. I mean, he's one of the, if not the most successful head coach of the past 5 years, he's certainly on the short list. But it just doesn't seem like that's what they want. So firing Petullo and then letting Nick pick the guy, like, then just keep Petullo at that point. So it's an interesting one. And that's why I think it's a tough spot for whoever they hire. Like, you're coming into a team where you have an offensive head coach that is going to be involved in the offense. And if he's not involved in the offense, that's a super awkward situation to walk into. And you're walking into a situation where the quarterback, like, rightfully so, just like Nick should, will have strong opinions of what the offense should look like. And you have to build around his skill set. So I think it's a tough job. Like, you know, we've seen people do well with it. Obviously, Shane Steichen and Kellen Moore got head coaching jobs. But we've also seen, like, first-time people really fail at it. So it's a tough job.
Elliot, this one I thought about specifically with the name Mike McDaniel. And I have him high on my list. I saw he was on your list. I think he'd be a good hire. And I think he's probably more suited to be a coordinator than a head coach anyway. But he's a former head coach who's got a whole staff he's had with him, right? And his expertise, like, he started out as a run game coordinator. How does Jeff Stoutland play into this whole thing? Like, if they interview McDaniel and he's like, I got the run game, is Jeff Stoutland a non-negotiable? Is he here no matter what? Or is that complicating things that he is so well thought of in the organization and they've elevated him, not just O-line, he's the run game coordinator?
Well, I 100% agree. I think that's another really complicated part of this job is this person going to pick his own staff? Like, I'll take it a step further. Scott Loeffler, right? Like, Scott Loeffler, their quarterback coach, Jalen has pretty much outright said he hopes he sticks around. I think he said it a few weeks ago, right? So if you're an offensive coordinator, I would say the two most important, like, positions you hire, like, you know, to work with are your quarterback coach and your offensive line coach. And is this person going to get to pick that, or is he going to work with Stoutland, who obviously is a Hall of Fame head coach? I think the person would probably want to work with Stoutland, but at the same time, like, he's not your guy, right? And then Scott Loeffler, who's only been here a year, if Jalen wants him to stay, that's an awkward situation too. So I think the stuff around the staff, not to mention Jamal Singleton, they've held him over through a bunch of regimes. Aaron Moorhead is still here. Like, you know, they kind of said throughout the year that it's not only on Petullo, right? It's everybody. Well, we'll find out. Like, we'll find out if anybody is actually, like, punished for what has happened outside of Petullo. And I think the staff thing is an interesting one.
All right, last one. Elliot, what do you think the timeline is going to be on this? So I think their search is complicated by the 9 head coaching openings. I mean, some of these guys they might want are going to interview for head coach jobs, like Stefanski, McDaniel. They're trying to get head coach jobs. Dable interviewed for the Titans. And then if this round of coaching cycle goes to a lot of young defensive guys, they might want to bring some of these offensive guys as their coordinator. So to me, Elliot, there's like these 9 openings complicate the Eagles search. Timeline-wise, what's your guess on this, and do you think it's complicated by the openings around the league?
Yeah, I think it is. I think they would obviously have incentive to try to meet with guys, and if they like somebody, like, offer him the job. I do think the Eagles, like, are a franchise that pays well. So I would think that, you know, you offer the job, you offer him a lot of money, maybe you can get somebody to commit prior to, you know, another opening on, like, the hope of another opening. So I think that's a complicating factor. Another interesting part of this is if I'm an offensive coordinator and I'm interviewing with the Eagles, like, you probably want some answers about a few things. Mm-hmm. Is AJ Brown going to be here? Is Lane Johnson going to be here? Like, what, you know, what's the plan at offensive line? Like, there are those type of questions as well that might play into the timeline of, you know, if those answers are, I don't know, like if Howie is, you know, if he, Howie says he doesn't know if Age will be back, if Lane's unsure if he's going to play again, that's a complicating factor too. So I don't think it'll be too long. I do think they want to interview people, and last year they didn't get to do that with Petullo, but there are a lot of complicating factors.
It's going to be an interesting search, really one of the more interesting ones in the NFL. Elliot, we appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk again
soon.
And this is going to be a fun one to follow. Thank you, Elliot.
Yep, talk to you soon.
There he goes, Elliot Shore-Parks. Here, where do you come down on some of those questions I asked Elliot? Do you think play calling experience is necessary?
Yeah, I think it's paramount.
Okay,
I think that
eliminates some guys, young guys.
Well, yeah, because I think when we talk about what has transpired over the last couple of years, that has been one of the things that we've complained about. When you talk about, it's like a sandwich. It's a Brian Johnson sandwich. He's one piece of the bread. And then you have
Petullo?
Not Petullo.
Moore.
It's a Moore. Moore was in the middle.
What kind of bread?
Let's go with a nice little just white bread.
White bread, okay.
White bread is fine. That's white. We're white bread. So Brian Johnson was the white bread. Coach Moore in the middle.
Yep.
He was the meat. He the one that got us to the Super Bowl, right?
Turkey?
I'm trying to picture the pepperoni sandwich, turkey, whatever.
Okay.
And then Coach Petullo. So we've had three different coordinators in the last 3 years, and we've had one that had the ultimate success.
And he had experience.
Yes. So I think that's the route that we need to go because, okay, say, for example, you know, Elliot's talking.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about catering it to Jalen and everything, I think a guy that has more experience knows how to handle and coach around certain things that Jalen doesn't want to do. So, I mean, if that's the case, I'm okay with that.
How about this one? Would you intentionally look for someone that you think might stick around? Like, I brought up the Shieldhouse guy, right? He's 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's from McVay. I mean, if I had to guess, he's going to be a head coach very soon, right? So he might do a good job, but Hugh, he's probably out of here in a year to become a head coach. Then there's Todd Monken, 59 years old, never been a head coach. If I had to guess, he's never going to be an NFL head coach. Like, would you prefer the guy that you think might stick around or just the best guy, and if he leaves, he leaves?
I would want to try to, if Jalen is my future, I want to give him as much consistency as I possibly could.
So Monken.
Yeah, I would give him that. I would give him that.
Todd Monken checks a lot of boxes. I mean, he really does. I think what he was able to do with Lamar, and Lamar, again, special talent, he won an MVP before Todd Monken, but like Lamar kind of fallen down, and he brought him back up, and I thought he became a better thrower and pocket thrower with him. And I don't think he's going to leave. I mean, he's not quite Fangio, like in terms of great, but he's good, and he might stick around. Checks a lot of boxes.
Feels like he's gone with Harbaugh.
He very well might, yeah. Which that complicates things too.
Wasn't that the sticking point with letting Harbaugh go in the first place?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and that complicates things too. I know he interviewed yesterday for the Tampa Bay job, so maybe he's given himself some options, but if he wants to go with Harbaugh, well, then we're not going to get him because obviously John Harbaugh is going to become a head coach. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. A lot to talk about as we go through an Eagles coordinator search. Gone is Petullo, which I know makes everyone very happy. But now we got to unpack what's next and what's most important for the Eagles. Is it the best offensive mind or is it what's best for Jalen Hurts? Kristen is in Philadelphia and she is on WIP. Hey, Kristen.
Hey, I think it's both.
Okay.
Both for the whole offense. And for Jalen Hurts, due to his development, you want him to be developed well so he can stay our franchise quarterback and be successful because it's all about his success. Just like anybody else, everybody can learn every day. You can learn more things. And I also wanted to ask Hugh Douglas, does he hate Jalen Hurts so much to the point that he wants to swing on him?
Wait a minute, what?
Do you hate Jalen Hurts to the point that you want to swing on him.
Why? Oh, can I ask you a question, Kristen? Why do you think I hate Jalen Hurts?
Because you said you wanted to swing on him. That's
diabolical. No, he didn't say that.
No, I didn't.
Diabolical.
I think, Kristen, you may have misheard that.
Wait a minute, Kristen. Are you going to let me speak, Kristen? First of all,
Kristen. First of all,
relax.
On hold.
Relax. I don't know what radio station you were listening to.
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm about to. So this is what I need you to do, Kristen. Go back in the Odyssey app and listen to whatever part you heard me say I wanted to swing on Jalen. I never said I wanted to swing on Jalen. I mean, that never came out of my mouth.
He never said that.
You must have heard something else.
Gaslight. This is the gaslight now.
Oh my goodness!
No, but Kristen,
I'm a grown man, right?
And I'm a grown woman.
Okay. We've established that. And if I say, could you pot her down for it? Could you pot her down a little bit?
She's on hold.
Because listen, Kristen, this is my show. With all due respect, and if you're going to accuse me of something, you're going to allow me to defend myself. Like I said, I'm a grown ass man, and if I said I wanted to swing on somebody, I would back that up. But I never said that. So what I need you to do is take some of that bravado out of your conversation and go back and listen to the Odyssey app and then get back to us. Because I never said anything about swinging on Jalen Hurts. I never said that. I said something about swinging on somebody, but I never said Jalen Hurts, and it was a story. It was a hypothetical. That's all it was. I never said anything about swinging on Jalen.
Yeah, he never did.
Yes, you did.
Well, he didn't.
You said you would swing on Jalen Hurts.
No.
All right, then, Kristen, have a nice day.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to argue with you about something that I know I didn't say. Now, if you want to believe that, go right ahead and believe that. But I'm pretty sure when you get out there in the streets and you talk to other people, they're going to let you know that I did not swing on Jalen
Hurts. I think she misheard. I mean, let's just, I didn't.
Yeah. I never said that.
No, I know you
I never
did.
Said that. Yeah. And you're sitting right here, and I never said that. Well, I never said that.
We all know you didn't say that. It was obviously a case of misunderstanding or mishearing.
Mishearing.
Yeah, whatever it is.
I mean, this happens every day.
She was pretty insistent, though.
Yeah. Oh, she believes it. I mean, full force believed it.
That's all right. She's going to feel silly when she get out there and somebody tell her, no, you never said that.
Yeah.
And she's still going to double down and be like, you did
that's
say
it. She's not going to feel silly. She's going to be like, yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We better hope she doesn't swing on you. I mean, you might be in some trouble.
She sounded like something. I don't think I'd mess with her.
I would not mess with her.
I mean, I'm not messing with her, but she's not hearing.
Rain it in. All right, 215-592.
That's what you call a self edit, right?
94-94. It was a self edit. Look at that. Look at that growth out of you. And we got to get the same growth out of her.
This is the reason why I ain't in no relationship now. Because I'm not backing down when I'm accused of something I didn't say.
And you shouldn't. I think it was a simple case of mishearing.
No, she wasn't paying attention. Bottom line, you didn't hear. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
Bottom line, go back and listen to the Odyssey app. I didn't say it. I didn't say that. I didn't say I wanted to swing on Jalen Hurts. I don't care how diabolical you thought it was. I never said that.
Let me throw one more question at you. I threw it at Elliot because I have my list of questions I can't get off of. And I think we probably should move off the Kristen thing. Has he earned the right to pick his coordinator?
No.
So he lost. So,
I feel, no.
So see, he lost the right because he had it last year.
See, when you ask it like that, I think you're coming from a space where it's disrespectful. Last year, he went to bat for Coach Petullo, right?
Yeah, and they were coming off the Super Bowl.
And it didn't work. So now we need to go in a different direction. I don't think this is a thing. See, this is where it gets a little muddy for me. It's because you're gonna add somebody to the equation to make this team better. And knowing how this is probably going to go, if it's better, now there's another question that's going to be in the back burner that's going to be asked.
The future of Sirianni.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I think it's...
So it's a slippery slope.
I know.
But the bottom line is this, Joe. We are fans of the Philadelphia Eagles. We want to win multiple Super Bowls.
Yes.
And if the new coordinator comes in here and puts us in a position to win more Super Bowls, that's all that matters.
I'm with you as a fan, and that's what I want. I don't think this is going to be as simple with Nick as we want it to be. I mean, I know Nick just he just had to move on from his friend that he promoted. That we know. Now, is he just going to take it lying down that he has no say in who his coordinator is after Devontae Smith said it's been the same scheme for five years? Like, at some point, he's not a young coach that was just hired that is just going to say, I'll do whatever you say. Like, he is a Super Bowl winning head coach. That's a fact. And he was just given a new long-term deal. At some point, and this is the Doug Peterson thing started to go down this path. At some point, is he going to say, this is what I want? And then what is the front office going to say? They're going to tell him to go in the corner again?
Can I?
We'll keep unpacking. I just these. I have a lot of questions in my mind.
Yeah, we got. Yeah, because this. I'm a long talk. This week. We gotta go to break.
Yeah, that's why I figured we wait. I could feel the long talking coming. All right,
thank you.
215-592-9494 Okay, your phone calls. Plus, LeSean McCoy defends what he had to say earlier this week about Jalen Hurts, his role, and why the offense looks the way it does. You'll hear from Shady next at 12 o'clock. We will have Jason Avant in for Wide Out Wednesday. All coming up. Your calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, this time of year, everybody talking about fresh starts. That's why Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins and Pork Loin Filets are my weekly game plan go-to, people. They're pre-seasoned, packed with protein, and oven-ready in about 35 minutes, so it's no stress and no guesswork. From savory brown sugar to Texas Smokehouse, Tuscan Herb, or honey garlic teriyaki, these flavors turn busy nights into easy wins. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.